Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The word of God for our meditation is recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 18, beginning at verse 15. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your midst, from your brethren. Him you shall hear. According to all you desired of the Lord your God in Horeb, in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, nor let me see this great fire anymore, lest I die. And the Lord said to me, what they have spoken is good. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brethren, and will put my words in his mouth. And he shall speak to them all that I command him. And it shall be that whoever will not hear my words, which he speaks in my name, I will require it of him. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Hello, redeemed. A small child lets go of his mother's hand in a large parking lot and makes a mad dash for the family minivan. His mother calls him back, sets down her packages, takes hold of both of his hands, and says to him, listen to me. You must hold my hand all the way to the car. You could easily be hit by a passing car. A coach tells a player during a timeout, listen to me. When you have the ball, give your guy a head fake and to get him off his feet and drive hard to the basket. A dying mother calls her adult children to her bedside and says, listen to me. I want you to remember to live your lives with thanksgiving for the little things, like being able to breathe and to walk without support. There are times when we have important messages to share with others, so we look at them straight in the eye and say, listen to me. Such was the case when Moses addressed the words of our text to the children of Israel. They had completed their 40 years of wandering in the wilderness and were soon to enter the promised land. Moses, however, would not bring them into the land, for God informed him that this would be done by his successor, Joshua. Moses' work was now done, and he would soon die. Moses was aware of the trials that lay ahead for his people. He was also well aware of their weaknesses and the importance of their remaining faithful to God. He therefore addressed these words to them. But he did not say, listen to me. Rather, he pointed them to another who would come, a special prophet to whom they were to listen. That prophet was Jesus, who came in fulfillment of all Old Testament prophecies to be our Savior and Lord. Listen to Jesus. His words are God's words. Moses said, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me. What comes to mind when you hear that word prophet? We tend to think of those who predict future events. Certainly this is part of what prophets did in the Bible. Through prophets such as Moses, Isaiah, and Micah, God revealed specific details about the future coming of his son Jesus. While this is part of what prophets did, prophets, simply put, were God's spokesmen. They spoke God's words. Many of them were sent by God to write his word down for future generations. And this is where the Old Testament came from. It was inspired by the Holy Spirit and recorded by the pens of the prophets. The prophets did not write their own ideas, but rather, prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. For 1400 years, the people of God waited for the prophet foretold by Moses. Jesus is that prophet. As the writer to the Hebrews says, God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son. Everything that Moses writes finds its fulfillment in Jesus. Jesus says in John 5, if you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. Jesus is the final prophet, the fulfillment of all prophecy. Much confusion today about prophets and prophecy could be avoided if we would keep this in mind. Listen to Jesus, Moses said. Listen to Jesus, God the Father said, from heaven, both at the time of Jesus' baptism and at Jesus' transfiguration. The Father says of Jesus in our text, I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. Listen to Jesus. His words are God's words. Listen to Jesus. His words have power to save. Moses' message prepares for Jesus' work and words. As John 1 says, for the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Through Moses, God gave the Ten Commandments, the law. The law tells us what we are to do and not to do, and that we are sinners. Before the law, we stand condemned. By the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. The main purpose and intention of the law is to show us how utterly incapable we are of keeping God's commandments perfectly, to show us that we need a Savior. Jesus is that Savior, not just a mere man like Moses, but true God and true man. Jesus' office was not just to serve as a spokesman for God or to point to someone else. Rather, Jesus is God himself. Jesus did not just speak of someone else who would come to be the world's Savior, as Moses did, nor did he come to show everyone how they might save themselves. Rather, Jesus came to be the world's Savior. Jesus says, most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. When we listen to Jesus, we hear of our life, our righteousness, and God's verdict of justification. Listen to Jesus. His words have power to save. His word removes our burdens from us. There is no threat in his voice. His voice tells us that he has taken upon himself the threats of the law, paid for our sins in full. He speaks his absolution to us. Be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you. He says, though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. When we listen to him and to him alone, we receive our lives. For he speaks to us with true authority, the authority he alone has to give us forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. Forgiveness, because he paid for our sins. Life, because he rose from the dead. Salvation, because he has rescued us from our enemies. Jesus' words come to us in our humblest despair and deepest shame to bring us glory. They are quite literally words of life. As Jesus speaks to us, he gives us his life, and his life then is our life. Listen to Jesus. His words have power to save. Listen to Jesus. His word will comfort you in distress and give you confidence to meet the challenges of your daily life. It is that word, the words of our Savior Jesus, which will sustain us throughout this life and bring us safely to our Savior's waiting arms at our life's end. Listen to Jesus. Amen.